Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Buck Sanders here with you. Carolina coming off their first win of the season on Saturday. But I guess the biggest news coming out of that game is the injury bug just keeps right on nipping at Carolina's heels. Dalton in a boot after the game. William Sweet in street clothes. Somebody on Twitter got into me saying that Carolina's strength and conditioning is the reason for all these injuries. What would your response be to someone that thinks that there's some blame with this coaching staff for the injury bug?
Well, if you use any kind of deductive reasoning, you could go with the fact that in 2015, UNC was virtually injury-free, and they had the same strength and conditioning staff then as they have now. So if a staff can get it through a season injury-free, either they're doing everything right from a S&C standpoint to prevent that, or is injuries are just basically random events. When you roll an ankle, I don't think it had much to do with how much time I spent strengthening that ankle to prevent it from rolling. So a lot of injuries are just random events. Football is a contact sport. Well, I'll take that back. Basketball is a contact sport. Football is a collision sport. And when you have collisions with athletes that big, that strong, that fast, you're going to have some injuries from time to time. When and how they occur, probably due to chance more so than anything else.
The Tar Heels will need some players to heal up quickly. Duke comes to Keenan, 3:30 on Saturday.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.